first time we did it, I was scared to death. She snuck out in that cotton dress. Jumped on in and we drove to the lake. Put her hand on my knee and said, I can't wait. I had everything we needed in the bed of my truck. Turns out my baby loves to fish. She wants to do it all the time. Early in the morning, in the middle of the night. She's hooked and now she can't get enough. Man, that girl sure loves to fish.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Fish Radio. I got my ladies here, Jeannie. Dee.
What's up?
And today's show is going to be all about Dee.
All about me?
All about you, Dee.
And I've been thinking about what I was going to tell you guys all week. You know? And then I said, you know, should I tell them the good... Which version should I tell? Which story should I tell?
There's always three sides
there's
in every story,
There's a clean version.
Right?
There's a dark version. Not just decent. Anyway, I think I nailed it down. I think I got it covered.
Did I tell the truth or did I make up something real good?
All right, so let's hear it and we'll decide if it's the truth, the dark side, the
right
side.
We're going to play a little game. You're going to decide whether I'm telling the truth or not. No, just
kidding. I'll do it.
Okay, so, well, unlike you two lovely ladies.
Hey.
My story is a little bit different. I didn't get started recreational fishing. I started commercial fishing, as everybody knows. Life on the shrimp boat. Shrimp boat captain, you know?
Shrimp boat captain.
Well, other than going back as far as teenage years, like I said before, we all had boats before we had cars. You were cool. You were cool if you had a boat. You weren't really that cool if you had a car.
You're still cool if you got a boat.
Yeah, unless you were driving a Trans Am or something like that. Then you was cool.
Well, now you're showing our age.
But yeah. Well, anyway, back to my story. Growing up as a kid. Let me see here.
On Pine Island.
Pine Island. We call us mullet heads for a reason. Mm. And it's not because of our haircut.
Quaint little drinking village with a fishing problem.
Yep. Mullet. It's actually named after, actually, mullet. The fish of mullet. Because when I was a kid, before they banned the nets, it was nothing but mullet fishermen. And, I mean, they were from, I would say, close to 50 to 100, maybe probably more than that even. Everywhere you would go, you'd see somebody pulling a mullet boat.
Mm-hmm.
Or some type of commercial boat crabbing or something like that. We didn't have fancy, we didn't really have that much money, so we didn't have fancy boats. We had the homemade version.
That is true. That it was always fishing out there. It was either mullet or shrimp, but more so mullet. And it even coming off of the island, so when you went into Cape Coral, Cape Coral used to have an ordinance that you were not allowed to have pickup trucks.
That's right.
And you couldn't have a pickup truck in your driveway. And the reason for that was because all of the mullet fishermen would come off the island. They would go to their place in Cape Coral and all their pickup trucks would smell like mullet.
That's right.
So it definitely is. There is no doubt that is definitely a mullet. It was a mullet community out there. Now it's more shrimp/mullet. But
absolutely. Just a little fun fact. For our senior year prank at high school, we filled up the parking lot with dead mullet carcasses. Fun fact. It's kind of hard to, you know, say that wasn't us. I didn't do that. You know, it's kind of hard. But anyway.
God bless Mariner High School.
Anyway, growing up, before that, literally, we would hook our boats to four-wheelers. Some people would drag them down there on just the regular, you know, wheels or whatever. Mm-hmm. We did anything we could. And I'm talking, you know, 11 or 12 years old. So, we had to be really crafty back before cell phone times and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to find things to do. But we fished every day. And we, at 12 years old, you had a boat. You could turn that sucker into a shrimp boat or a mullet boat and quick. You know what I mean? And, when you're making $600-$800 a week mullet fishing at 12, 13 years old, that's high rolling. You know that? You're a big baller back then. So that's what we used to do. We used to have to go fishing to make money to buy our car. Because our parents done bought us the boat.
Yep. That's what it was. It was just fishing.
Yeah. So
everybody fished.
Literally, we did. That's all we did. And then in my later years, I guess, my later teenage years, my brother commercial fished his entire life. I got away from it after a while and thought I was going to be, I was going to college. I was taking the high road, you know what I mean? I was tired of being poor. Little did I know, once I went to college, it made me even more poor. but anyway, so he did everything. He shrimped, he mullet fished, anything that the sea or the Gulf would provide, that's how they made their money. Anything. They'd make their money off starfish, you know, sand dollars, whatever it was. So anyway, he decided, after working for a whole bunch of different people, that he was going to do his own thing. So he started up his own bait company. Well, I said, man, well, that's cool. You know, I work on a shrimp boat, you know, and have the fun part of the job. You know, you don't have to worry about putting gas in the boat or nothing like that. You just go out and have fun. Man, that was probably one of the worst mistakes I've ever made. You know, you get out there. The only cool thing about working on a shrimp boat day in and day out would be you got to see the sunset almost every day. Now, that was cool. The uncool part of that, which is still kind of cool, is you sometimes on the same day you'd see the sun come up, too. That was never good. That was never good. But working on a shrimp boat, you see things that people, you know, you would not see in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Literally, and you're only out in the Pine Island Sound. It's not like you're offshore. You're not catching marlin or nothing like that. It's just little old shrimps, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's how we made a living, shrimping in our later years. And then I learned how to catch fish off in the shrimp boat. I kept hearing people say, "Well, we'll just go to the shrimp boat and go fishing." And like,
oh, wait a second, wait. So let's talk about that. What was your fishing pole of choice on the shrimp boat? Yes. How exactly did you fish?
So I was getting to that.
Boat?
You know, my first official homemade. Like I said, we were poor. We didn't really, my official homemade, custom built. It's custom built. Fishing pole.
Let's hear it.
Was a red broomstick and some number 9 hanging twine that I could get off the dash with the rusty old hook that got caught up in the roller trowel. Literally, we didn't buy nothing. We didn't buy anything. And that's how we fished off the back. I'm telling you what, we'd catch, those people weren't lying. Mm-hmm. If y'all are ever out there fishing, find you a shrimp boat, you will catch some fish. I'll tell you that.
That is for sure. No doubt.
So anyway, I mean, my fishing life really isn't nothing to write home about. I don't have any good, you know, crazy stories other than landing fish with the broomstick. But if you ever get a chance to be around or go one time to work on a shrimp boat, as fishermen, I would say you should jump at that opportunity to do so, because it's a lot. It's, you know, shrimping's really not any different from working a high stress, you know, hard working job. It's the same deal there. The only bad thing is the time frame. You know, you leave at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and sometimes you don't get home till 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's kind of real hard to keep relationships and everything else like that. So after a while, that kind of really took a toll on me.
You say you don't have any big stories about recreational fishing or whatever, but if I remember correctly, wasn't it not too long ago you caught a fish the size of this room?
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, that was literally the top three in my life, that fish. I'm telling you, they talk about it, you read about it, you see it on TV. Even.
Give us the cliff notes again.
450-pound bluefin tuna.
Yeah, girl.
Yep. It whooped my butt.
From shrimper to tuna.
But it was awesome. Yeah, it was kind of like taking a shrimper out into, like, you know, out to the Columbia River. You know, you just don't, you're like, whoa, what? This ain't
completely out of your element.
Wait a minute. You know, I can't see land. You know? Right. I sure can't see bottom. We're in deep trouble here, you know. Yeah. But that was probably that is a real cool deal. If you could do that, everybody should do that and experience that for sure. But, I mean, even after shrimping and stuff, you know, after a while it takes a toll on you. So after I did that, I said, you know what, working on a shrimp boat, that's a young man's job. And I wasn't getting any younger, that's for darn sure. So I said, you know what, I was grateful for what I learned, but I was really happy to get off that boat. And then so now it's like, okay, well, I'll drive the truck. I'll drive the shrimp truck. Why not, right? So I liked it. I did it for almost 10 years. And I liked it because it kept me in the loop in the industry with people, you know, fishing. You meet a lot of cool people when you're traveling 3-4 counties, you know. It was pretty cool. So that I really enjoyed doing that probably the most. And it's probably, like, the most boring it would seem like, but...
Well, but it wasn't.
It was
because,
cool.
Again, listen, I remember a story about the shrimp...
Wait a minute.
No.
Who told you these stories? Did I tell you?
Yeah, no.
I remember this story. Share this story,
Dee. Did somebody... How did it go? Maybe somebody stopped short in front of you? And what happened?
What?
Skyway... Wasn't it on the Skyway?
Didn't somebody...
One. See, now you're going to try to get me in trouble,
notes.
Right?
That was one of my favorite stories.
All right,
stories.
So one time we were buying shrimp from up north of us in Hernando County, Hernando Beach. And I was coming home driving the bait truck. You know, you're a little over the speed limit, you know, a little. But, you know, it's hard to get that thing up the Skyway Bridge when it's totally loaded down. Right. I mean, it gets scary when you get to the top of that sucker and it's like you don't have any more gas and you really ain't going that fast. You know what I mean? It gets crazy. But anyway, one day I was coming home and I had to use the bathroom bad. And there was a restroom at the foot of the Skyway Bridge. Uh-huh. So I was like, man, I'll just pull off here and use the bathroom real quick. Well, I pulled off the Skyway Bridge and, you know, I was doing... You know, speed limit 80. You know what I mean? Do the speed limit, you know, like 80. And so I go off the bridge, stop at the four-way stop, and when I did, somebody cut me off. And I was like, man, when that cut me off, you know, you're trying to stop 450 gallons of water.
That doesn't have a top.
No, the top is completely open. Mm-hmm. The truck only has four bins. I think they're like 2x4, 2 foot by 4 foot, four of them in the truck. So they don't... You don't slap that sucker on a dime. It's not like driving your Toyota, you know what I mean? I don't like to stop on a dime, but I had to because I got cut off. And when I did, there was probably 150 gallons of water over top of the windshield, the cab of the truck, over the windshield, and onto the front of the truck, or the front of the ground. Well, I had to explain where in the heck about 1,500 shrimp went between. Man, there was about 1,500 shrimp just splattered right onto the ground. And it was probably 90 degrees. It was hot as Hades out there that day.
I
was embarrassed because, first of all, I just gave myself a car wash. You know, so I drove around and I was like, should I go pick those up? Because I know that's a lot, you know. But then when I pulled around, I swear to God, like everybody came out of nowhere and there was like five or six people with shopping bags and
they
stuff.
They were just trying to help.
And the shrimp were jumping off the ground. It was so hot. Like popcorn. They were like, everywhere. I just started laughing. And these people are trying to grab them. And they were like in their cot. You know, you could tell they were going fishing. They were trying to grab them off the ground and stuff. I was like, I just started laughing and just drove away. I said, I'll just take a chewing for that because I am not getting out of this thing and fighting them people for that shit. I'm not doing that. So... That's the story, and if you ever repeat that, or I'll deny it if anybody...
Yeah, I'm repeating that as many times as I can. That is one of my favorite stories. I'm a very visual person. When somebody tells me something, I see it in my head, yes. And all I see is you stopping short and this tsunami coming over the back of your truck and onto the hood with all of these.
It was literally a wall of water, and no kidding. Right over top of the cab, right down the windshield, right off the...
So... Yeah, this is the boring part of driving a shrimp.
So, like,
shrimp
you're like, wow. I mean, not to mention, you know what the damage salt water does. Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. So this stuff is literally all over the truck. Shrimp are everywhere, and I'm just like, I drive around. It's not like you can hide. You're driving a big old truck that says shrimp on it. You know? You can't hide. They know it came from you.
Very inconspicuous.
So, anyway, I had to explain why I lost 1,500 shrimp that day. And to this day, to the people that it concerns, it's still a mystery, so it needs to stay that way.
But with a story like that, how could you possibly be upset
Bro,
about
I really don't know what happened to those.
How could
I don't.
You keep it to yourself?
Right. Well, I didn't keep it to myself. I just... Okay, long story short, my brother found out, all right? You can't really keep a story that. You can't eat 1,500 shrimp from Skyway Bridge to Pine Island. You just can't do it, you know?
Listen, you're really doing the community an injustice.
You know what? I know this is kind
story.
Of off topic, but you want to hear a little bit more about how I do stuff. I got one more story, and this is probably going a little too far, and I probably shouldn't tell you this, but I am.
Those
going
are the
to.
Best. Please
no
do.
Cursing.
Come on.
So anyway, I was driving up to again Newport Richey, to pick up some shrimp. My brother said, "Stop at Matt Lachey and fill the truck up with water. That way, we know we got you know when you pick up the shrimp, they got some good water." We know where the water, because up there it's mostly, they get a saltwater well, is where they get their salt water, because they're so far inland. So he said, just take the water from Matt Lachey, go down there, pick up some shrimp. I got to go up to pick up 30,000 shrimp. 30,000 shrimp, let that sink in. That's a lot. So, all right, bro, no problem. Well, I had been doing this for like 2 weeks, 7 days a week for 2 weeks I've been driving up to Newport Richey. So I was like, yeah, I got this under control. I know what I'm doing, right? I can do this, right? So I'm like, if I don't put any water in the truck in Matt Lachey, I can get to Newport Richey in like 40 minutes faster than I use, because I don't have to drive fat slow, you know, and I don't have to be really that cautious, you know what I mean? I don't have, you know, because you don't have a load of water. I get there pretty fast. Oh, I know, and I'm thinking in my head, I already know what boat ramp I'm going to go to when I get there. I'm going to fill the truck up, no problem. No. Did I say I was going to Port Richey?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to Port. I'm going to Crystal River.
Oh, okay.
Crystal River. And it's a 4.5-hour ride to Crystal River from Pine Island. So I get to Crystal River. I'm, you know, I'm all early. I'm about 40 minutes going to the dock. I'm like, man, this water's beautiful. It's clear as can be. It's way better than Matt Lachey water. So I'm like, you know, I got this, right? Load up, go to the dock, load up 30,000 shrimp off of like 4 shrimp boats. Go home. Get to the Skyway Bridge again. And I'm like, you know what? I usually kind of stop there to check on the shrimp. It's like the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
Check on the shrimp. They're looking good. They're jumping everywhere. No problem. Water still looks beautiful. You know what I mean? Heck yeah. Because sometimes when you get that many shrimp on a boat, the truck, the water starts to turn. You can tell when they're about to croak because the water turns nasty. The smell, too. But man, they were looking good. And I was like, hell yeah, I got this. Right? So I get back on the road. And I'm about 2.5 hours away from home. And my brother calls me. I say, oh, I got them, bro. You know, they're good. They're living so good. 2.5 hours go by. I get back to Pine Island. I get out of the truck. My brother jumps on the truck and he goes, they're all dead. I said, get out of here. What? Come on, bro. Get out of here. He's like, they're all dead. I said, no. He's like, I'm not kidding you. They're all dead. I said, boo. I jumped up there. Every last one of them, every last 30,000 shrimp was dead.
Holy crap.
And I was like, I didn't have no explanation
the
for it.
The suspense is killing me.
So he goes, did you get this water in Matt Lachey? And I kind of looked at him.
Maybe.
And I just kind of stared at him for a minute. I didn't really know what to do. I was trying to figure where he was going with this. And I said, no, I didn't. I got it up there. He said, you know they call that Crystal River for a reason, right? It still didn't click with me. I'm like, yeah, what are you getting at, bro? Crystal River. D. Finally, it dawns on me. That's fresh water up there. I loaded that truck up with fresh water. And when I stopped at the Skyway Bridge, and I thought they were doing like really, really good and jumping
they
everywhere,
were jumping,
they were dying.
The
they were like,
they were trying to get out.
Get me out of here! I looked at him. I was like, "Holy crap, dude!" I was like, "I'll pay you whatever. I'll pay you."
Oh,
it was like
my goodness.
$1,600 or $1,700 worth of shrimp.
Wow.
I had.
Wow.
He looked right at me. He said, I told you to go to Matt Lachey. I couldn't lie. I couldn't even lie my way out of that. I was like, nah, you got me. So anyway, that was probably one of my bonehead moves that I've ever done.
That's a good one. I like that one.
30,000 of them bad boys. So anyway, I have to think, now what are we going to do with this, right? My brother's losing his mind, of course, and likely so. You know, I mean, I would be too. Well, I know this guy. Again, like I said, you meet a lot of people in the industry by driving 3 or 4 counties every day. And I know this guy that has a frozen bait company. His name's Jay. I said, Jay, I called him up. I said, Jay, man, I got 30,000 shrimp on this truck and they're dead. Don't ask me how it happened. You know? Don't even ask me. Don't talk. Just, you know, don't ask me. You know, I said, you need him because he sells frozen bait. He bailed me out that day. Jay did. He actually bought every single shrimp at about a third of the cost, of course. But he bailed us out of that one. So I was able to get rid of them.
Yeah.
For some, but.
Something's better than nothing.
My bonehead. That was one of my probably my most bonehead moves I've ever done in my life.
That's great.
So anyway, you learn. Don't do that again. don't get water from Crystal River. And then I wondered, I was like, man, because all those shrimp boats, they go out in the Gulf and shrimp. Well, when they come into the river, they recirculate their water because it's fresh water. He said, they call it Crystal River for a reason. I'm like, what? Is this a history lesson? What are you trying to tell me? Then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Who did that?
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Satan made me do it.
Anyway. So, hold my beer. This is what happened.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's a couple tidbits, a little more, few other stories other than the fishing stick. I call it a fishing stick, not a fishing pole. See that?
Yeah, a fishing stick.
Other than my fishing stick story, I do have a couple other one-time zingers there. So. Yeah.
So you did the shrimping thing forever and then got into the saltwater fishing. And now every time I talk to you, that's all you're talking about. So apparently you must
I've crossed over to the other side, as they would say.
Come to the dark side.
Explain that one. Explain that one at lunch.
And
at
you
the
actually
house.
Got a real fishing pole now too.
I do.
Look at that.
You know how much them suckers cost?
It
they cost
come
way
with
more
a
than
little
a
broom.
No,
a little pale thing
dustpan.
That you sweep dustpan.
We use that to dustpan shrimp. You know, you get all the shrimp on the table. Use that as a shovel. You know, dustpan them. But those suckers are expensive compared to a broomstick and some hanging twine. I'll tell you that right now. But I guarantee
you can get them in though.
Yeah, you get them in.
Trade in your dustpan for a net.
But, huh?
Trade in your dustpan for a dip for a net? For a landing net?
Anyway, as far as knowing the way the weather and stuff affects the water, the fishing, that's where I learned it all. Just being out there commercial fishing, most part. So, basically when we were out there working our butts off while y'all was sleeping,
hey, thanks, we appreciate it.
We're catching
it.
All your bait so you can have fun that day.
Thanks, appreciate it.
So just remember that. There's some hard workers that pick them shrimp in there in them bait shots. And yes, every single one of them, for people that don't know, is hand-picked, literally.
Yeah, well, I thank you for every one of my redfish that I've ever caught on a clacker and a shrimp. Thank you.
And on that note, we are going to say goodbye. Thanks for the lovely stories, Dee.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We'll have to hear some more in the future.
Yeah.